Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here again with our second in this edition of Messages Concerning the End Time as you see the day approaching. In Matthew chapter 24, it talks about, as we get to the end of the age, deception, wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, evil getting worse and worse, the love of many waxing cold, and the gospel being preached around the world, which it is today on the World Wide Web. 2 Peter 1:19 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart." It says, "Ye do well that ye take heed." Before we look at this message today, let's make this our sincere prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Just a quick review here before we continue. Matthew 24, Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." The first thing that he said when they asked him, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Now he says no man here. Then later he says, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." No man, that can be a plumber, that can be a politician. Yeah, that can be anybody that could deceive us. There'll be a lot of deception in the last age, at the end of the age. And there will be what we'll call religious deception. There's a lot of deception. I don't like to use that term religious. Let's say Bible deception. Because there's a lot of deception right now in our so-called fundamental movements today. And the Bible said, and Jesus said, many shall be deceived. They shall deceive many. Now, to deceive is to cause someone to believe something that isn't true. Now, Pilate asked the question, what is truth? That's a good question. Psalm 33:4, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is truth. 2 Corinthians 6:7, by the word of truth. Ephesians 1:13, the word of truth. Colossians 1:5, the word of the truth. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it is in truth the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, the word of truth. James 1:18, the word of truth. John 17:17, Jesus said in his prayer to God the Father, thy word is truth. But we're living in a worldwide deception today. And again, to be deceived is to cause someone to believe something that is not true. And if you want to know the foundation for truth, you have to go to the Word of God. Today, the Word of God is rejected. He also said that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars. Now, he said two things here. You're going to hear of wars, and you're going to hear of rumors of wars. That word rumors has been translated reports twice, and it's been translated hearing 10 times. And so today, there's always been wars, but not like today where we're getting the reports. A war could start somewhere, and you'll hear about it almost immediately. He said, at the end of the age, they shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. It also says in the Bible that nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. Now, we've had wars, nations against nations, for years, but recently we see kingdom against kingdom. That is, fightings within, divisions within. We see this worldwide, and Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. And so here we are living in this age when we can see the day approaching that Jesus said 2,000 years ago that all these things would happen. He also said there would be famines. This is not a picture of a grocery store in Venezuela. This is Canada. And if things keep going the way they're going, and they will when we get into the tribulation period, it gets pretty bad in the area of famines if you study what it says about the end time famines. And then he said there shall be pestilences. And so, have you listened to the news for the last, what are we going on, 3 years talking about this virus now? He said there shall be earthquakes. Well, here's a few earthquakes in recent years from 2006 to 2011. And notice it says these are earthquakes in Canada. This is just a little country. Well, we're big, you know, as far as land area is concerned. But look at the earthquakes. He said there will be earthquakes in many places. Also, iniquity shall abound. I wanted to do a study on this word iniquity. I could be in this slide here for a half an hour. I'm not going to do that today, but it, as it was in the days of Noah, when it's talking about iniquity, it's talking basically about those who are against what God is for. And so, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's where we are today. Just a situation where people who used to stand for the Word of God, if they're standing now, they're not saying too much out loud. Jesus said, or the Bible says, that as you see the day approaching, we're living in that age right now. He also said that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. When I was a teenager, this wasn't possible, but it is now. We have the World Wide Web. We have the gospel going to all nations, all nations. The last report I got on our little program was we were in over 100 different countries of the world. Yeah, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, when that happens, then shall the end come. We're living in that age right now. Now, here's the message for today. That's just the groundwork. I want to look at that subject, all these things. In Matthew 23, before he got into the subject in Matthew 24, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, he said, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now when we get into the next chapter, which carries on the same story here, we read Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and he has said, I'm not coming back. He said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. I'm not coming back. The first thing that happened to him was his disciples came to him and said, are you serious? Look at these buildings. Now, if you want to do a study, you can do it on the internet of what that tremendous temple was like there at that time when Jesus said, I'm not coming back. The disciples said, what about these beautiful buildings? Jesus said unto them, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He said, don't get your focus on these things. In AD 70, the Romans came in and totally destroyed that temple. Now we read in 2 Peter 3:11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation? That word means manner of living. And godliness, looking for the and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Peter said, seeing then that all these things, what things? Oh, our fancy church buildings, our fancy homes that we keep trying to, you know, make them look a little bit nicer, and there's nothing wrong with having a nice home. But the thing is, all these things shall be dissolved. The new car sitting in the driveway, it's not going to make it through the tribulation. That house, that's not going to make it. All these things. Jesus said in Matthew 24, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Well, in verse 3, he sat upon the Mount of Olives. It's interesting. He started out with these disciples on the Mount of Olives, and now he's ending his ministry here. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, these things? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? It means the consummation of the age. And he said, you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So likewise ye, when ye see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. And in verse 34 he said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And so these things, we get such a focus on the things that are temporal. He said in Matthew 6, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We need to ask ourselves, where's my treasure? He said in Luke 12:15, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. 1 Timothy, we read in chapter 6 and verse 10, for the love of money, the love of money, it doesn't say money, it says the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Peter put it this way in 2 Peter 3:17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. He said, Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation? Again, that word means manner of life and godliness. So again, we have it in Matthew 24, the deception, the wars, the reports of the wars, the famines, the pestilence, the earthquake, evil getting worse and worse, love of many waxing cold, the gospel going to all the nations of the world. He said when these things come together, that's the end of it all. And we're living in that age. Once again, let's make this our sincere prayer at this hour and this age in which we're living. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
Me and try me, Master, to